Haunted houses are typically believed to be locations where supernatural phenomena, often associated with ghosts or spirits, occur. These phenomena may include unexplained noises, strange sights, and feelings of unease or dread. Haunted houses are a popular theme in folklore, literature, and entertainment, often serving as settings for ghost stories and horror tales. Reports of haunted houses have been documented in various cultures around the world for centuries. These stories often involve tragic events, violent histories, or unresolved conflicts, which are believed to be the cause of lingering spirits. People who claim to have experienced paranormal activity in a haunted house often report phenomena such as footsteps, disembodied voices, apparitions, and objects moving on their own. However, it's important to note that scientific evidence for the existence of ghosts or hauntings remains inconclusive. Haunted houses have also become popular attractions in the form of haunted tours, haunted hotels, and even haunted theme parks, especially around Halloween. These are usually designed for entertainment, and many incorporate theatrical effects to enhance the spooky atmosphere. Ultimately, whether or not a house is considered haunted is a matter of personal belief and interpretation of the paranormal. Some people find the idea intriguing and enjoy exploring the mysteries associated with haunted locations, while others may be skeptical or find the concept unsettling. Now, on this episode of the Say What Again Billy podcast, special guest, real estate agent and broker, Joseph Costantino, joins the podcast as Billy gets to ask of his tenure of 18 years if he has ever experienced anything paranormal. Do real estate agents find out firsthand if a place is haunted before someone buys the house? Find out on this episode of the Say What Again Billy podcast that begins now. Hey everybody, welcome to a very special episode of the Say What Again Billy podcast. With me today, a very special guest. I'd like to welcome to the podcast, Joe Costantino. Joe?
Thank you.
How are you? Thank you for getting this planned out. I know it was a little tough. You're a very busy man.
Yep.
And we got a lot of episodes for Halloween, which is like a week and change away, right?
It's crazy how fast it came.
Yeah, it's time is flying by, man. Yeah. And unfortunately, both the New York teams are not in. It sucks.
What are you going to do?
You know, I know you're a big Yankee fan and Giants fan. And
Yankees kind of let us down this year.
It's a rough patch, man.
Usually October, we're watching the Yankees play.
I'm a Met fan, so I know you feel bad for me.
Yeah,
I don't. But our Jets are not bad. They're
Jets
doing good. Right, Nick? Jets are doing good.
And the Giants looked good, too. But
they did. You know, it happens.
It's tough.
But we could sit here and talk sports for an hour, but we're here to do some spooky talk.
Okay.
So I like to just start off, just tell everybody about your tenure as a real estate agent, what exactly you do, where your regions are, the whole nine. Just tell everybody.
Well, I'm Joe Costantino. I'm the broker owner of Morris Park Realty Group here in the Bronx. I also own Westchester Realty Consultants. We cover Westchester, Rockland, and Connecticut. Myself, as a realtor, I've been doing this 18 years.
Long time.
Yeah. And I cover mostly the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, Bronx, Westchester, go up to as far as Greenwich or maybe like Danbury area. And then I also do Florida.
Wow, Florida. Yeah. So, Nick, real quick, just give me a check on that real quick, on the audio. We're good? We got bars there? Perfect. So you have 18 years in this field.
Yeah.
Right? And in your 18 years of covering a pretty big region from Connecticut to Bronx, Westchester, and Westchester's got a lot of history.
Yeah.
We were just up in Sleepy Hollow a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
August.
I've sold some houses up there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of history, especially in Westchester. And we hear stories, you watch these paranormal shows, right? And you always get a show about, you know, I'm in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear the story from the person that sells the house. So first off, the first question is, what's your like or dislike in the paranormal? Are you someone that's into that stuff?
No, I mean, I love Halloween. I've always had a good feeling about Halloween. I think it's a fun holiday.
Right, it's a fun holiday.
I always like to dress up. my son was and my daughters were younger, I always dressed up. We would do like haunted houses. We would do, you know, the kids would come in and you know, come to my house. So it was like the, I was like the scariest house on the block.
Nice.
And some of my neighbors. So in the Bronx, it was always, a good Halloween was always good. We never really got too crazy with it. Although we would do some scary stuff for the kids. But, you know, we didn't really have haunted stuff.
Right.
Like you would hear about in some of these other areas. Although some parts of the Bronx that I've sold houses in, you know, abandoned houses, things that have been run down for many, many years, they feel like they're haunted.
Right. So that's actually going to lead me to the next question, right? So in all these houses you've sold, right? And like I said, we mentioned Westchester having a big history of Revolutionary War, even Civil War.
Headless Horsemen.
The Headless Horsemen, Sleepy Hollow. Any of these houses that in your tenure as a, you know, real estate agent, broker, the whole nine, did you have any weird feelings in any of these houses? Something that rings a bell and be like, yeah, you know what? This was a little weird.
Yeah. Yes. I would definitely say yes. It's sometimes like, you know, we'll get called in right after, like, you know, the elderly person may have passed away. And usually it's a parent. And you go into a bedroom, maybe where they passed away and in the house, and you have this feeling. I don't know if it's their spirit or whatever it is, but something
just a weird feeling.
It's just a weird feeling of someone's watching you. So, you know, you get used to it. I don't really, but in the beginning you felt it a little more. Now it doesn't really bother me.
Well, when you're in the process of your profession, right? Like everyone's profession, everything is new in the beginning, right? It's a new experience. It's something that, you know, you just started. And when you get tenured in and you marinate in the job, it becomes like second nature. Like where I work, you know, you or Nick comes in there and you do what I do. You're like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then it just becomes, you know, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Just part of the job.
Right. So do you have anything that stood out to you? So you said 18 years. 18 years, is there anything that stood out like this was, you know, you went home to your family and was like, you know, this happened and this was a little weird and I can't figure it out?
I don't really talk about it much because, you know, first of all, I keep things private.
Right.
But there was a couple of instances, especially if you're selling houses near a cemetery.
Ooh.
And you know, you're backed up to a cemetery or there was a cemetery at one point maybe on this property or in this area. And over the years, you know, they developed over a cemetery. You know, you don't really know. In New York City, you know, this could have been the cemetery in the 1700s. We really don't know.
You don't know, yeah.
But I knew one instance where they had developed a project over a cemetery, and it just, every couple of years, something bad would happen in this place. You know, it's just not, it's not a good place. It's just over, like, repeating people have passed away and things like that in the on this property.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was like physically bad things that were happening.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really know. You can't really blame it on that, but you just get a feeling of something else was going on. Maybe the place was cursed or something like that.
I don't believe in curses, but I tell you this.
Could be some bad energy there.
Yeah, you know.
It's really energy. I got to say, when I go into some of these older homes, you get an energy feeling.
What was the oldest home you were in? You know, like
probably in the 1800s.
1800s. Wow. Yeah. So you're talking like, you know,
Like
revolutionary.
Old.
Yeah. Like
old stuff.
Pre-Civil
and you
War.
Just get cold feelings, like cold spots, especially in attics and basements a lot.
Right.
You know, you get these weird.
So like you go into a place and it might be one temperature. Then all of a sudden it kind of just drops a little bit.
You get like a little chilly. Like
yep.
A chill on you or you feel like someone's like watching you or something.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So with the house aspect, there's a lot of stories. I'm sure you watch the shows. There's tons of shows out there, you know, that when they build these, like you talk about the unmarked cemeteries. You don't know if there was a cemetery there. When people build on top of a cemetery, it's like a big no-no. You know, your spirit's supposed to be resting, your body, it's at rest. You build a house, that's when things happen. Yeah. Another thing is when you are in a house and maybe someone really held dear to that house.
Right.
Everything in that house was done a certain way.
Sure.
And then people go in there that are not part of the family. They're not affiliated in the lineage of the family.
Right.
And they start doing stuff to the house, renovations, things like that. And then it sparks up these supernatural happenings to happen. So that's one big thing.
We always bring in like goodwill when someone buys a house and they just move in for the first time. Most of the time, you know, if they're Catholic, they'll have it blessed. Or they'll bring, right, you know, like a prayer book or a
Bible,
holy water. I've had clients sprinkle the house with holy water and you know, as we're doing a walkthrough or something.
Yeah.
Rosary beads, things like that. St. Joseph's statue is also another one,
right,
that a lot of people use, not only to try to sell a house, which is, we use that in real estate, but they'll try to put, statues of saints around the house to kind of ward off the
St. Joseph. Yeah, Joseph selling the house. That's good. It's good. It all clicks together, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great, man. So you have the Catholics, they came in and blessed the house. But have you seen different religions do the same thing? I'm sure you've dealt with multitude of nationalities and religions.
Yes.
You know, you've seen other ways of people blessing. Or
Muslim, they have their own way of, you know, blessing things, and Jewish. I've sold to many different religions and right, nationalities. Everyone has their own little
way of
kind of, you know, cleansing the house. It's a cleanse, basically. Yeah,
it's, that's what it is.
Chinese are very, they're like really superstitious.
Really?
Yeah.
So
if there's an eight or if there's certain numbers, they won't even buy a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
With numbers?
With numbers, yeah.
Wow, I see. I'm not familiar with that those traditions and that.
In certain directions, if it's facing, you know.
So they won't buy the house if there's numbers involved or if
they won't
something.
Even come and look at the house.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I have to look that up. See, that's like there's so many nationalities.
If it's at the end of a road, you know, like a fork in the road, and the house is there, they won't buy that either.
So I know the superstitions about crossroads. Crossroads are a big, you know, is a big thing. Certain blue star back in the day, supposedly.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of energy.
The fork in the road thing, I didn't know too much about that, but that's something else.
Yeah, they won't buy a house at the end.
Right.
If it's like at the end, they don't want. And if it's directly.
What do you mean at the end? At the end of a block?
Like the end of a fork, you know, where the road forks maybe, and then right there.
They won't do it.
No.
Bad
energy.
That's particularly to the Asian Chinese culture, really?
They've told me that. I've had, you know, oh no, we won't buy this house. This house,
really? And they'll just tell you like that, and you'll
I'm like, why? You know, why? You know, well, this is why. So they'll tell you. Some people won't even talk to you about it.
I have to look up that reason. Now I'm curious because I didn't know this until talking to you.
Yeah.
So you know, that's why we have you on, because you know you deal with going into different places and different houses, buildings, even properties, I'm assuming, like vacant lots and things like that. And I'm assuming you deal with that.
You do it all.
So you've been through so many places and felt different energies and things like that. And the reason why haunted houses come about is, you know, there's this thing that we've been talking about in the last couple of episodes about energy.
Right?
Like maybe there's not spirits. Maybe it's just energy left over from people in the past, right? This building, that we're recording today.
Yeah, someone lived here.
Someone lived here before the person that lived here. Yeah. And it goes back and back.
1960, so.
So you have a good amount of time.
60-something years, yeah.
The amount of energy that's come in through different people, it's just forever embedded in a place.
Right.
You know, you ever go to like a museum?
Yeah.
That's like the National Museum of History down in Manhattan, right? Or the Guggenheim Museum. You go to these places. You know how many people have walked in there, Broadway theaters?
Sure.
And there's people that particularly liked Broadway plays, things like that. Maybe they liked it so much that in the afterlife, their energy found their way back to a place that they particularly loved.
Right.
Now, houses, to people that own homes, that's something you hold near and dear.
Yeah.
Your family, you've seen your kids born there. So when people pass away, their spirits may be reluctant to give up their hard work. You know, like there's a meme floating around.
Yeah.
It's a saying. It's on TikTok, somewhere on social media. And they're saying, like, just think about one day, all your hard work, everything you put into something, eventually your family's not going to be there.
Right.
And someone else is going to be there.
Yeah.
And if your spirit holds dear to that, you got nowhere else to really go. If you're a restless spirit.
Especially with the older people, you know, like the first generation, like Italian-Americans that came here, they lived in their houses for 50, 60, 70 years. It's not like today where someone lives 5 years and they move to another house.
Right.
You know, they pretty much grew up their family there. You know, they grew up their kids, their grandkids. They never left. You know,
yeah.
So when you sell their houses after they pass, there's always energy. Right. I feel it all the time. You know.
Now, we're both, all of us in the room were Italian, right?
Right.
And what is the, like, the Italian traditions for bad spirits and homes? You know, where you,
yeah.
I'm sure your mom and dad and it's, everybody did that growing up for you.
It's basically, you know, there's so many of them.
I mean, the horn.
The horn. You have the bull's horns above the door, which ward off, is supposed to ward off evil spirits. Mm. You have, like I said, the statue of Mary in the front. That's another way of keeping your house and the area protected.
Right.
Have a priest come over and bless it. It's holy water, rosary beads, statues of saints. You know, there's so many different things that you can do. There's also, you know, things you can do to just keep the house clean. You know, sweep out the, basically you're supposed to sweep out, not in.
Not in.
You know, no, try not to have anything blocking the front door. You know, feng shui is another pretty open concept about spirits. It's, you know, bringing energy in. You want the good energy coming in the house and the bad energy going out.
Right.
So you need to, as a realtor, you kind of need to know a little bit of this stuff, not be an expert, but as you're walking in a house, you want to, you know, keep the front clean. That's the first thing they see.
Right. First impression.
First impression. And you want them to get a good sense of smell. You know, if I feel like if there's bad energy, you're going to get bad smells in the house. That's also another.
Yeah.
You know, you notice some smells in some of these places and you're like, whoa.
So let me ask you this. You brought up smells, right? In any of these houses, and I'm talking about well water.
I've also done some buildings too where I've done a warehouse which was built in the 1920s, and so, it had a basement where, you know, could have, you know, I looked into the history of it, and there was some pretty bad stuff that went on.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 20s and 30s. So when I sold it, you know, you went in this basement, there was always a smell. It was like,
what was the smell?
It's just not a good smell. Always a bad, it could be just, you know.
Did you ever get like,
could be just dampness or yeah, whatever, well,
yeah,
but
basement's
it was,
the
it
lowest
was really not a pleasant smell.
Did you get any smells of like rotten egg, sulfur type smells?
Yeah, kind of that type of smell.
Yeah. Now I know certain houses that they use well water and
yeah.
it's not treated the right way. It'll have like a sulfuric smell.
Right.
But that, in a basement,
upstate, you'll get that
yes,
a lot more.
Right. Mm-hmm. In a basement of a building, though.
Yeah,
that shouldn't really.
Yeah, and this always was weird. Every time I went down there, we ended up selling it, and you know, an art guy went in there, like a welder, and he loved it because it was like right up his alley. You know, he really liked it, the whole spookiness of it.
Yeah.
But to live there, no,
no,
no. But to just go and do your work, you know, whatever it is, and come home. But I always had a weird feeling in that place.
Yeah,
and a weird odor.
Do you feel that you personally, you might be like sensitive to places? That's why you get these feelings?
Could
or?
Be. You know, it's, you know, religion and faith. And I feel like that's part of our culture and our
yeah,
lives.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we wouldn't be here without it. So you have to believe in it. You know, when you pass away, you go normal route. You do the wake. You do the funeral. But before you get buried, they always drive past the house.
Last ride.
Right.
Last ride. Yeah. I had Ralph Sarchi on a couple weeks ago. He was basically his real life character was the premise of the movie Deliver Us From Evil.
Okay.
Which is on Netflix. 1 week after we had the episode, number 6 on Netflix, the movie came out and everyone's watching it. He was a police officer, NYPD, 46th Precinct, South Bronx. He got into demonology. He started as someone that didn't believe
right.
in this stuff, right? And he uses religion, the Catholic religion. I don't know if he's Italian or not. I'm going to say he is with the last name Sarchi. I didn't
yeah,
ask him.
Like it is, yeah.
But when we had the conversation on the phone, very religious. And he says, one thing you said right and during the conversation, rosary beads.
Yeah.
He says, very important. Pray the rosary.
Right.
And he's dealt with a lot of exorcisms.
Yeah.
That's pretty That's much big. What he got into, yeah. you know, rosary beads, holy water. He asked me to thank him by saying a prayer for him. And nice. I did. And he was very religious. And as you said, what you alluded to is that the yes. prayer and the faith is a very big thing when it comes to houses and anything in that nature. And, you know, there's superstition involved too. Right. Some people, you know, like my father-in-law, he moved down to Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And when he bought the house, right when you walk in, I think it's Jewish. I'm not sure.
Right.
There's on the door, it's like a scroll.
It's Jewish.
Right on the door.
Yeah.
And
that's to ward off the bad spirits.
Yeah, we asked him when he came in, when we got there, like, you know, what's that? Yeah. So I don't know, it was there when I got here. I ain't moving it. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Don't fix what ain't broken. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every Jewish house has that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so what that represents in Jewish faith is back in biblical times, if you read the Bible, they were killing the firstborn. Mm. And Holy Spirit would pass over your house, and
they had to put the blood of the sheep
yeah.
on the door.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what that represents. You're not going to put blood on someone's door. So they just use anymore. That,
right.
They bless it. The rabbi blesses that.
The Passover story, yeah.
And you put that on your door.
Right.
And they leave it up forever. I've sold houses, and I walk in, and it used to be a Jewish neighborhood. And you walk in, and there it is.
You see
I don't know the name of it.
It looks like a scroll.
It's right on the front door. And
right.
My clients all have them because I walk into their offices a lot, and they have it on the door. But I'll get you the name. And that's what that represents. So it's really just to ward off the bad spirits.
See, it's interesting to know. And this is why.
And that goes back to, you know, Old Testament stuff.
Yeah, so definitely Passover, Old Testament. Yeah. My father-in-law... you know, he moved out of New Rochelle. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're familiar with New Rochelle.
Yeah.
And he lived in a building. He lived in a condo on right out there on Shore Road.
Yeah.
And they had some crazy stories.
Wow.
About seeing things in that apartment. And
you get that feeling. I've never seen anything. Like, I've never actually, I couldn't sit here and tell you I saw it, you know.
Yeah.
A spirit. Well, but I felt... you know, or sometimes you go into a basement and there's a shadow or something, you know, you just get like a little.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Especially if there's no lights, you know, half the time these places don't have power on. Some of them are abandoned.
So physically, you never seen anything?
Not really. I can't say I did.
Right.
But you feel.
You get the feeling.
You get more of a feeling.
You know, I feel like when people go, like you go in to look at the house, right? It may have been vacant for a long time, or you don't.
Who knows? It could be.
You walk in there.
10 years. I don't know.
One thing Ralph said is he's like, a lot of these ghost hunters that go to these places, spirits might not even want to be bothered.
Right.
And he's like, you're literally pissing them off.
Yeah. You're actually aggravating them.
When real estate people go to the house, you know, they might be like, just, they're sleeping. They're chilling. Yeah. But you get that feeling that like something's there.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys are not necessarily doing anything wrong. You're going to look at the house and be like, all right, well, you know.
Most of the time you're just walking through. You're looking.
Like, all right, the ceiling's exposed. We're going to have to take care of that and do, you know, like, and there's a smell. It might have been a smoker here. Right. There's a smell, whatever. You're looking at that. So you're not really doing anything to the house.
No.
It's after the fact. Like, you're like, all right, Billy, this is the house. This is the price.
Yeah.
You want it? Yeah. Sign, handshake. That's when I come in because I bought the house now. Now you're going to piss things off because now, you know, you're putting sheetrock up, demoing things and breaking walls. Now you're waking up.
Noise.
Yeah, now you're waking up things. You don't know what you're waking up. They might not like it. Now, I know I'm a full-grown believer because I've never seen a ghost.
Right.
But I've had the same feelings as you. I've been to places. I've been to Gettysburg. It's one of the most haunted places on the East Coast.
Wow.
I've felt things. I've had things touch me. I went to record one day.
Wow.
And put my camera down.
Yes.
And of course, I put my camera down right as this happened. I went to grab my EMF meter, and I go up like this. And as I'm going up, someone went like this to me.
Wow.
And this is on Cemetery Hill, where President Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
And I turn around thinking, like, all right, my mom came to get me, because I was young. Mom came to get me, because she let me go about my business. And I look around, and there's no one there. Not a soul. And I know someone went like this to me.
Yeah.
Three times. It's always a number. Three. A lot of things happen. So I've never physically seen.
Right.
When we're done recording, I could play an audio for you. I had something tell me to get out. One of the oldest houses in New Rochelle, which would interest you, J.C. Leindecker. He lived in this place. He was a pre-World War II artist. He did like Camel cigarettes, Lucky Strike cigarette artwork and stuff like that. Been to his house. Talk about that feeling, that vibe. Sure. I got that vibe there, dude. It was definitely. And downstairs is like a child nursery, like preschool. Upstairs is where the people live. And they're like the caretakers of the house. So like, yeah, you want to go walk around downstairs? And I'm walking down like a dark children's kindergarten and playroom and stuff. It was like a little weird
stuff.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, weird stuff. I mean, this house is for sale. You could look them up. Go on realtor.com or any of the sites or Zillow. You'll see, you could put in haunted houses and they pop up. You don't have to disclose.
On Zillow.
Yeah.
On
realtor.com.
Really?
And Zillow, if you put a search in and you put haunted houses, they'll pop
They'll pop up. Yeah. You know, people like me would be crazy enough to do that.
I don't know.
But honestly, when I'm ready to buy a house, I'm going to you, Joe. I'm telling you, my credit is amazing, too, by the way.
Great.
It's amazing.
We'll make sure it's not haunted.
I want that. My wife, maybe, no. I do this stuff. I go on these investigations and I go and
she'll have the priest come and do the whole.
When I went
routine.
To the J.C. Leindecker place, I called her up. I said, "Babe, I said you're never gonna believe this. I said I had something tell me to get out." She said, "You better fucking put the salt lines down.
Get out
and get holy water in the Bible." I was like, "All right." And I swear to God, Joe, when I came home, there was three lines of salt each plate going all the way up. There was the holy water at the door. I'm like, "All right," but people, you know. They get
I
scared.
Think women have a better sense of that. Like, I've been with clients and I've had women just walk right out.
Really?
And just say.
No, any excuse or they just walked out?
Walked out. Bad energy. I just don't like that house for whatever reason. I've had even children, little kids, be like terrified of a house. And then we go to see another house and they're happy and pleasant. I mean, it could be. They're just a bad day,
you know, they said that little kids, they're more susceptible. They still have that like third eye energy,
right?
Where they can see and sense
I've seen
things.
It. Like, and it happened, and I was like, you know, why is parents are just like, oh, she's tired. But then we go to another house, the same thing, and she was fine. So, you know, they could be they feel a little more. They're a little more sensitive, and they pick up on things than men. You know, we're just all like.
We gotta buy it.
We gotta go.
We gotta get. This is it.
I gotta
this
get
is
out. Yeah. All right. Whatever. It's good.
Yeah. That sounds like me. No, but you know, even though you've like, I've never seen anything with my eye. So you know, but you've never seen. But you have these stories that correlate with things that are like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I always say to people, I was like, even if you're not a believer,
right?
Everybody that's not a believer has a story.
Sure.
And you know, you're in this business. This is your career.
Yeah.
You're exceptional.
Thank you.
I've looked up your stuff and people reached out to me. When Joe coming on? I dealt with him and stuff like that. And I get
it's good.
30 to 40 DMs.
I watch your stuff. It's great.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. So they were asking about you, but you've been in this, you've seen enough things that go along with the paranormal.
Yeah.
Enough to say, you know what? Maybe something. And then maybe after today, when you go to your next place to sell. You might be a little bit more like, all right. I talked to this lunatic the other day, and
I got
a story for you. And
just
putting it out there, that if anyone does buy something weird, and they say, you know, is there anybody that can help us out with the weird things happening? You can refer them to me. Okay. I got the equipment ready to
go. That's good to know.
You know, Joe. Yeah,
we don't really get involved. It's always home inspectors and. Oh, you can read on, and
the other guys can come in. The other people,
Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters. There you go. I was gonna wear my Ghostbusters shirt too.
You should have.
Before we end everything off, I want to extend the opportunity for everyone watching and listening.
Yeah,
that's in the Westchester, New York City, Bronx area. Everything that you cover, just give all your information out there so they know like who to go to.
Okay. Well, Joseph Cosentino. I'm on Instagram, Joseph C. Cosentino, Morris Park Realty Group. That's probably the best way to reach us. Email is always great. info@morrisparkrealty.com. The office number is 718-239-7000. And you could just reach out to us on Instagram, DM us if you have a question about real estate. You know, the process, most people today, they hear interest rates, they see the prices of the homes. Yep. They're like, oh, I'm going to wait. I'm like, wait. Wait for what? For prices to go up?
Yeah. They're not going down. It doesn't look good. Right. It doesn't look good. And you also have a podcast YouTube video channel.
Yes. Coffee with Costantino.
Coffee with Costantino. Check that out.
Check it out. It's on YouTube.
I love the one with Marco Rivera.
Yeah.
Because you got two cool guys talking with each other. Marco Rivera, I love that dude. Yeah. He's a like stand-up guy.
I try to change it up a little. Not always talking about real estate. It gets boring, you know, like you do. You try to flip it up a little bit.
I talk cover everything, dude.
And sports, growing up, you know, business and family. You know, we don't talk about anything political or politics.
God
forbid. We just talk about.
I can't say the same for my podcast. Yeah, we dabble in it, but we don't cross lines.
We don't cross lines. We just
right, Nick. We don't cross lines. We're good.
Never, we try to keep never. It clean, you know. But I try to bring in different people.
Right.
You know, people like yourself that are now. All right, I want to make a business out of this. Obviously, you want to try to make a business out of this. It's great to have fun and do all your fun things, but if you could make a little bit of money,
I started many years ago, 2 years now, not many, but 2 years ago, I did it for shits and giggles. Yeah. And you know, I turned on my analytics and saw people were listening. And
yeah, it's crazy.
Now, at this December, will be 3 years already.
Wow.
And you know, we do average pretty good, and we just got the YouTube page started.
Yeah,
we got another pretty face on with us today because Joey's not here. Nick's behind the camera; you can't see him. So, you know, hopefully this draws everyone in. But we know we talk about a lot of stuff, and you know, I'd still do it out of enjoyment.
Yeah, you gotta have fun.
I don't do it for the money.
Working, right.
If it never hits the bigs, so be it. I enjoy hanging out with my friends.
Yeah,
cool people. We talk about something that you know it interests me, right. And there's a big following out there for supernatural things and.
Well, I feel like you're educating people also. Like, I wouldn't want to sell a home to someone who isn't happy, you know,
right.
Or something, you know, maybe bad happened in that home, you know, and then they find out later on.
Why
didn't you tell me, you know?
Right.
You know, it's there's a disclosure, you know, you obviously who you're working for. And,
right.
And there's so much legal stuff that realtors have to abide by. But I wouldn't want to do that to someone. So people need to educate themselves, just like with the whole real estate process.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Read. You know, talk to people. Talk to professionals, not the neighbor or your cousin.
Or social media.
Yeah. Stay away from social media unless it's really professional people giving.
Yeah.
It, like, I don't give legal advice. I don't give, you know, tax advice. Like, I leave that for the professionals. Yeah,
you stay to you. What's your forte?
Real estate, business, things that I know.
You know? See, that's smart stuff. If you want to come to me for the lunatic stuff like ghost and that's the guy.
Paranormal?
Yeah, I mean, houses, well, Joe, yes.
That's it.
Joe, I want to thank you so much for coming on and giving us the time. I know you're busy. We walked in. You were doing computer work and stuff. But I want to thank you for giving us the time. And
I'll let you know
when everything gets up and aired and things like that. And I hope you enjoy. And listen, if you ever want to have me come on for some coffee, talk spooky stuff on your show.
We'll just
let them know it's spooky. It's
That's
crazy.
Right.
This guy's all right. nuts, all right? This has been another episode for YouTube for the Say What Again Billy podcast. Special thanks to Joe Costantino and Nick behind the camera. Nick, I know your arms are sore, dude.
He's holding it up.
This has been another episode of the Say What Again Billy podcast.
Happy Halloween, everyone.